It's not just the Mohammed Al-Fayeds and the Roman Abramovichs of this world who will be affected. Let's have a look here at an average AAT profile. This is Peter. He's Greek. He was born in Cyprus. And he's been in the UK for the last 5 years. He has got UK profits in his business of £25,000 per annum. And he's got Greek profits from some property that he owns in Athens of £4,000 per annum. The point's very simple. If you're doing his tax, you've got to consider the choice available to Peter. And he has got to choose. Remember, he is a res non dom, and that's tax techie for saying that he's resident in the UK, but he is a non-domiciled person, and therefore he can choose the remittance. So, what is Peter's choice? It's simple. If he chooses the remittance basis, that is, he won't be taxed on his Greek profits of £4,000 per annum, then he is going to lose his UK personal allowance. If he wishes to put aside the remittance basis and to be taxed like the rest of us on an arising basis, then he will retain his UK personal allowance, but the other side of the coin, of course, is that he will be taxed on his Greek profits of £4,000. And a quick play with a calculator will tell you the levels that we need to be concerned at.